I'm Adam Ragusea in for Celeste Headlee. This is On Second Thought. Let's add a couple more tunes to the Georgia playlist. We ask you to choose two songs that you think best represent Georgia. The rules are simple. Nominations have to be songs written or performed by a Georgian, and it cannot be one of your own songs. So let's add two more tracks to our Essential Georgia playlist.
Hello, my name is Brock Scott. I'm the lead singer of the band Little Tybee, and we are from Atlanta, Georgia. The first song I'm going to talk about for the Georgia playlist is Moon River by Johnny Mercer. He's one of those artists who has written so many songs that people know, but you might not know that Johnny Mercer wrote them.
Wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style.
This is one that has been covered by Frank Sinatra and Audrey Hepburn and, you know, so many others. But I think there's a quality about his performance that just comes across more genuine.
You are breaker wherever you're going, I'm going your way.
The song at first listen kind of sounds like a love story of sorts, and it's easy to confuse it with a man and a woman drifting down a raft. But the more I listened to the song, it made me kind of realize that he is singing about the river itself. And there is almost like a romantic quality to growing up around nature and kind of experiencing love and life and death in these environments. It's a song that I kind of hold close to my heart.
Rainbows and waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend.
Let's see, two drifters off to see the world, there's such a little world to see. We're after the same rainbows in, waiting round the bend, huckleberry, my huckleberry friend, Moon River and me.
Could you slow down on the reading of the lyric that you like?
Yeah, I was just getting my thoughts first.
My name is Nirvana Kelly. I am the violinist in Little Tybee, and I live in Atlanta, Georgia. One unique project that Brock and I have is to work with Georgia State University and the Johnny Mercer Foundation on sharing his music with children in an educational format. And this is actually one of the songs that we chose for the second graders at Drew Charter School. It's kind of special to us because we learned it together and we really fell in love with the melody of this song. And I thought it was fun to share old Georgia music with children.
Playing this song together has been an excuse for us to do what we love together, and something that was the reason, you know, we kind of... I'm trying to figure out the best way to say this.
I think that any time that Brock and I play music together, whether it's in Little Tybee or learning old Georgia songs, it's an opportunity for us to always bond and be closer.
My huckleberry friend, Moon River.
The song that I have chosen for the Georgia
playlist
is Spotty Oddy Dopalicious from Outkast. I chose that song partially because I really like the horns in it. That's probably one of the most iconic sounds in any hip-hop song to me. Andre 3000 made the statement that the South's got something to say, that the South has something to say. And that is a statement that really resonates with me because it's true. The South is often a very forgotten about part of the United States, but it is a region of the country that has so much to say. And I think that this song, in the scope of hip-hop as a genre, really captures sort of the way that Atlanta feels to me.
New York had its own hip-hop sound, West Coast had its own hip-hop sound, and Atlanta's sound was like really kind of crafted influentially by Outkast, and particularly Aquemini was a very influential album, and not just in the hip-hop world, but the sounds that they were crafting with that album kind of bled out into many other genres. They were really profound in that they were willing to be experimental and combining the different styles of music together to inevitably get to the sound that they crafted.
It gives me the Dickens, reminiscent of Charles. A little discotheque nestled in the ghettos of Via USA, Via Atlanta, Georgia. A little spot where young men and young women go to experience their first little taste of the nightlife.
I think that when I listen to that song, it reminds me of hot summers in Atlanta. You're not in any kind of rush. You're clearly going to be in traffic. But it reminds me of just that, of that place and how familiar and how comfortable that is for me.
I think the sound of Georgia is always searching, and it's kind of less of a musical style and more of a musical mood.
I see that. I would say the same thing. I think that Georgia's sound can't be captured in one genre, but it can be captured in a similar essence, a similar place. There's a source for all of that music, and I think that's where Georgia musicians are pulling from.
That's Brock Scott and Nirvana Kelly of the Atlanta-based group Little Tybee with their picks for our Georgia playlist. Little Tybee will play tonight in Atlanta at Terminal West. Great band. I would add a couple of their songs to the Georgia playlist. The show tonight starts at 9. Do you have a nomination for the Georgia playlist? We would love to hear from you. Tweet us at OST Talk or connect with us at facebook.com/onsecondthoughtradio.